Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame, 16 years, four-time Pro Bowler, one sack allowed the whole postseason. It wasn't even his fault, to be honest with you. A running back banged on his leg, and the next thing I knew, you were you got blamed for it, though.
I was pretty mad. Yeah. But
left good. Tackle. Oh, that left tackle couldn't protect. Got running back rolling on my knee. Okay, so I want to go back. You could have played again. You were the highest-rated pass-blocking left tackle, I think, in one or two in the NFL. So at some point, you have your health. You never played for money. You'd done well. Why'd you retire?
I think for me, it really came down to I've accomplished a lot of what I wanted to in my career, and there's a lot of things that I've gotten the opportunity to do in football that have been just unbelievable. A lot of people I've gotten to, you know, be a part of teams with and be coached by and just, you know, chase the dream of winning a Super Bowl. And I think when I really looked at it going into the postseason, I felt like no matter how this game ends, you've done it all. You've had an amazing experience. And let's just treat it as this is one last ride and see what happens. And so when you win the Super Bowl, when you take that approach, you got to go with what your gut was. And I thought for me, it was not that I couldn't come back next year and be a great left tackle, but that I've done it. I'm 40 years old. I've accomplished a lot, and it's time to move on to the next journey.
You're the rare combination of gifted, really super smart, and willful. A lot of times guys are good, they just don't have the will. You're a rare combination of that. And we talked off screen, the Rams would like to keep you around in advisory roles, which I think is brilliant. When was the moment, like Stafford's obviously talented, but you didn't really know him. I mean, you were an AFC guy in Cincinnati. He's over with the Lions. You may have faced him once or twice. Take me to the season, the moment, because he ended up being the best second-half quarterback in the league. And there was that Tennessee game where it went sideways. Everybody's bailing on Matt Stafford. But if I'd have never met Matt Stafford or didn't know him, take me to a place when you were like, boy, this guy is – I played with a lot of dudes. He's different.
You know, I think one of the first times really for me was our first 3 days of training camp. We went out for a practice just in helmets, had like a 2-minute drill, and he was just on fire, hitting everything. Had a great day, but there was probably a play somewhere early in practice where we messed up a cadence or didn't get a, you know, the right verbiage out on a huddle call. And the next day we're sitting in meetings and Sean's kind of going over and he almost like stops him. He's like, no, coach. He's like, it's my job to get that call out. Like, that's my bad. You know, it's nobody else's fault this came out wrong. It's only mine. You know, nobody else needs to be brought into this conversation. Like, it's on me. I got it. And that continued every day of the season until we won the Super Bowls, that he was the first guy to own everything, whether it was his fault, anybody else's fault, it didn't matter. He put it on himself. He always wore it. He never blamed anybody. He never asked for anybody else to take any blame. He just wanted all the pressure. He wanted all the accountability. And I think when you're wired that way and you also have talent, those kind of moments are what you're living for. You want it. You want that football in your hand in the fourth quarter, and you want a chance to prove, I'm Matthew Stafford, I'm a great football player, and you're going to know my name when this thing's over with.
So the Tampa game was a little bit of a tire fire in the second half. And that throw to Cooper Kupp over the top is the biggest moment, arguably, in L.A. sports in 4 or 5 years. It was, he was fine, but the center's snapping it over, and I love Cam, but he fumbled, and it just... You've been in these games before. It's like, we got to get the momentum back. We're on the road. It's Brady. And then he makes that throw. Kind of go back into the huddle. Go back into that drive. Because I remember saying on the air, man, they could have taken a knee and said, let's just get to overtime. The ship is taking on water. Do you remember that huddle, that drive, that moment?
Yeah, I think really looking at it, you look at that game, and I thought, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to just get to overtime and then try and beat them there. Because you really look at the time that was left and really what you'd have to do timeout-wise, all of that. It's like, if you don't have a big play to start the drive, there's really no shot of having a chance to really win this game in this moment unless you have some kind of big catch happen. And I think when that catch on the sideline by Cooper, and the other part that people don't think about is what an amazing job he did of getting out of bounds and not getting dragged down the field, not trying to extend the play, just realizing this is a chunk play. And then to bounce back and get caught with a situation where Matthew realizes running clock, they're bringing a zero, I'm going to just airmail it to Cooper. That's one of those things where you're like, hey, what happened? No idea. I blacked out and I just played. And that's literally how he was. And you really watch after he spikes the football, he ends up, you know, downing it, is walking off of the football and spikes it on the turf. And my first thought was, oh, man, we're about to get a penalty because he is so fired up and in the zone right now. And he came off on the sideline and guys are just going crazy about how much energy and just how mad he was for that situation that we'd even let them back in that game. And I thought that was cool because it really saw his passion come out, and not just the good quarterback, but how much it meant to him. And I think the team saw that and it was just like, man, this guy has been our guy. It's been why we're here. But even more reason to fall in love with him is the passion he just showed for wanting to win this game no matter what.
You know, it's there's a lot of money in this league right now. I mean, we just saw a receiver get traded for 5 picks. And Matt didn't take the most money. His salary cap hit is remarkably low. And you never took the most money. Vaughn did, but then said, man, I love those guys. Explain, I never blame an athlete for taking money. I wouldn't have left Mahomes. But I get what Tyreek's doing. No state tax, aqua water, I get it. If I explain the Rams' culture to me and McVay, because players now leave it, and they're literally like Von Miller, like, oh, my God, I loved it. That was the most fun. OBJ, big problem. He, like, loves it. Explain it to people who don't get your access to it. What is it like?
I think really it's an environment where it's just about football and it's just about going out and playing like we're in the yard. We're studying, we're preparing for opponents, but everybody's respected. Everybody's appreciated. You don't have to be somebody different than what you are. You don't have a uniform you have to wear every day to the meetings. You don't have a particular thing you have to wear to walk through. You come out and it's about, if you know what you're doing, you're out there to execute and be great and win football games. That's all we care about. Be yourself, be whatever it is you are, and just be a part of us. And that true we, not me mantra is the reality of what we are. I think, you know, Odell actually said it best. I remember hearing him do an interview and he said, I feel like I'm at the Pro Bowl with just the talent, the just how laid back it is. And it's like, hey, man, we're just out here like studying football and having fun and competing and making practices. Like, I'm outside playing pickup basketball and I'm just out here competing against guys trying to win. And he's like, it's almost like I'm at ease all the time and just enjoying competition. And I think that's the greatest part about it is our culture is where it's all about just the game and loving the game of football. If you have a passion and a love for the game of football and wanting to be great at it, you're going to love being a Ram because that's the only thing that matters to anybody in that building.
So you retire. So, and you got a great family. You wake up this morning and you're thinking to yourself, I'm just going to eat pie. I'm just going to go eat a big roll of bread. All the things you couldn't do for years now. You can sleep in. You don't have to lift weights. What do you do when you get up now? Is it just a totally different life? You don't have to lift. You don't have to lift the weight the rest of your life.
Well, if I went by today, I got in the sauna at 5 a.m. and I worked out from 6 to 7 with some of the old linemen. And
what are you doing?
You know, hey, I love it, man. You can't turn it off, right? The crazy is the crazy. I told my wife this last night. We were talking about that. She's like, why don't you just calm down for a little while? And I was like, hey, I wouldn't have had the opportunities I've had in life if I wasn't wired this way. This is who I am. I want to work to be the best, whatever I'm trying to chase to do. And so for me, it's losing some weight, getting in shape, being there for the guys still. We still work out at the house together and just being a part of chasing the game of football and being in love with it in a different way, just like I said when I retired. So I'm going to be involved in this game one way or another, and I'm going to try and get in shape in the midst of it and be prepared for whatever that next step is.
Okay, now I want you to put your executive hat on. Because the Rams want to retain you in some role, which they should. Allen Robinson, I love him. He didn't have great quarterback play. As a pro football great, Allen Robinson, explain him if I've never seen him play. Why they went and got him?
I think you really look at it. I mean, Cooper Kupp is your guy in L.A. and really has separated himself. Had that year where all of a sudden now you're not just a great player that people pay attention to.
You're like Jerry Rice.
You're the star.
Yeah.
And so you look at it, I think Allen Robinson's a guy that can come in and take on those one-on-one matchups, separate from guys, go up and get the tough catches, the tough balls where if Cooper Kupp's not open, people are going to double him. We just want you to go win those one-on-ones. Be somebody that can go up when we throw it up when somebody's trying to play tight coverage, man. Man-to-man against you, you're going to come down with the football, and Matthew can trust you to do that. And I really think that's what he's going to bring to us, a guy who, without question, Matthew Stafford's going to be the best quarterback he's played with, and I can't imagine how excited he has to be because he's going to get those one-on-one ops when you're playing across a guy like Cooper Kupp. When you're on the other side from him, teams are going to try and take one of the two guys out, or they're going to play zone, and they're going to have two guys who know how to separate and know how to fit in the zones, and both are great at pulling the football down and making those tough catches. So it's going to be tough to figure out how you really want to defend them in the pass defense this season.
Hey, by the way, did it help, maybe a silly question, playing the Super Bowl at SoFi? I mean, Tampa, I absolutely felt it was an advantage. The Chiefs had to go into Tampa. A Super Bowl at SoFi, were there moments of familiarity? Like, clock's going down. I know where the scoreboard is. Did it matter?
I don't really think so. You did feel at home. I mean, it did feel like, you know, not necessarily the crowd, but just what you're used to. And I don't know if that really made as big a difference. I think one of the things that really helped us the most is winning that NFC Championship game because that was a game where both, you know, two times we've played them in our stadium, the Niners, the crowd is by far in their direction
Yeah. The
first time and probably 50-50 the second time. But really the energy and just the passion in that game and how loud and how much emotion and how good both those football teams were, it really prepared us for, you know what, when you get in the Super Bowl, the same mistake we made in 2018 – it's not about, oh, it has to be a perfect day and everything has to work. Super Bowls are the two best teams that are left. It's going to be, how do you play in the last 10 minutes of the game?
This has been, Andrew, I've said this. It doesn't make sense that the best teams in college football are from the toughest conference. But I'm like, you would think, well, the Pac-12, it's an easier route. What you're saying is my theory, like, everybody looks at the AFC West and the NFC West and goes, it's too tough. And I think, no, if you come out of that,
yeah.
I mean, those games with Arizona are just battles. So you really think the previous games were the difference in the Super Bowl?
I think so because, really, you look at it, we don't have many guys left from the 2018 Super Bowl year. So that what experience do you have? All right, in week 18, you lost an overtime game to the Niners in an all-out war that they found a way to win. You get in that same situation in the NFC Championship, another all-out war to the end. You find a way in the fourth quarter to come back from being down in that game to win it. You get the exact same scenario in the Super Bowl. Now you've lost a bunch of guys. You got to overcome injuries, everything else. But guess what? You've been there before. You've been tested already. Can you get the ball with 6 minutes to go and go down and score and then have Aaron Donald be the closer he is? And we had just done that against the San Francisco 49ers 2 weeks before that. So we were prepared for the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. You guys struggled much more with San Francisco twice than Tampa twice. Matchups matter. Was Cincinnati better than you thought? Were they better in person than on film?
Well, you know, I still got a little Cincinnati heart from playing there for 11 years. So I had paid attention to them quite a bit during the season. And I knew what was really cool about them, I thought, is similar to what I would say we were early in my time here in L.A. when we were like, you know, people weren't really looking at us for like, oh, this is going to be this great team. But then they'd play and we'd be a lot more competitive than they thought. And we'd win a lot more games than people thought we might. You really looked at them on film. It wasn't a lot of splash. But it was, wow, these guys just defensively, they just tackle everybody. They just make plays.
Great
they get off the football
team.
Field.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? They got guys who make a difference on the other side of the football and a lot of electric players. And so they're dangerous because you almost have to find a way to make a play against them because they're going to get you on the ground and take you down, and you're going to have to take long drives to score. So I thought that was really one of those things when you looked at them. They were a much better team than people probably watching on tape looking for explosive stuff might have thought they were. They just down in and down out played really good football.
Andrew Whitworth, you were in a sauna this morning working out with offensive linemen. I'd have had my third English muffin. I'd be with the dogs on my second coffee. I'd be about nap by 10:45. Look at you. You know, you're ambitious.
I like it, man. You got to get after it. Find a way to get better every day. That's the plan.
Great seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
Andrew
Always.
Whitworth's going to be a Hall of Famer. And can't wait to see it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Falcons are left with a whopping $40.5 million in dead money on their 2022 cap hit, thanks to the Matt Ryan trade. Now, that boosts their total dead cap this season to just over $62 million. Now, the Falcons GM acknowledged that the amount of dead money is a tough pill to swallow, saying they're taking it on the chin this year, but he also thinks it will set them up to have more flexibility and more success in the future. When you hear that number, you know, Colin, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very clear that Houston, Seattle, and Atlanta are saying, listen, Atlanta got to a Super Bowl recently. Seattle won, got to two. This is our rebuild year.
Yeah.
It's not tank, but we're going to accumulate draft picks, get out of our cap situation. So, yeah, I mean, Seattle's rebuilding, Atlanta's rebuilding.
Yeah.
And that's fine. An hour before Matt Ryan was traded, we all knew the reality of Atlanta. They had an ugly cap situation with their quarterback who was aging. We argued whether they should take a quarterback last draft. So in the end, they pivot off that. They're not going to be a very good team. They're going to get a high pick. They're going to draft a quarterback probably next year. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I don't think Kansas City this morning is a Super Bowl team. They got 12 draft picks. They're going to, if they hit on six of those, they're going to set themselves up for the next 6 or 7 years. So, yeah, the key in this thing is your dips are short and your success is prolonged. So, Atlanta was getting to a point where the next couple of years were going to be a mess. They kind of just pivoted out of it. It's going to be a rough year. Then hopefully you're onward to the next 10 years of good.
Yeah, I agree. It was time for them to go their separate ways. But more movement. Malcolm Butler is headed back to New England. He reportedly agreed to a 2-year deal with up to $9 million with the Patriots. Butler started his NFL career with the team as an undrafted free agent in 2014 and was the hero in their Super Bowl win over the Seahawks, clinching the victory with a goal line interception. He spent last season on the reserve retired list with the Cardinals and was released by Arizona in February. Now, this is an interesting move for the Patriots, considering he didn't play in his last game for the Patriots, was with a Super Bowl loss to Philly, and we never even really heard what exactly happened. We heard rumors.
I think it's strangest offseason.
Isn't it weird?
I don't get New England's plan at all. They brought back Butler and Trent Brown, the tackle. I don't get it. I think they have the worst weapons in the league. I don't know what they're doing. I know everybody at the altar of Belichick worships at the altar of Bill, but this league is changing, and they look like a lot of teams with defensive coaches. They look flat. They look slow. They don't look progressive offensively, and I don't get it. Listen, I know everybody in New England, you trust Bill. We've seen 8 years of Bill coaching without Brady. His record is under 500 significantly. So this team, I don't care. They're not close to a Super Bowl bubble. They're not, to me this morning, they're not even in the AFC. They're not a top 6 or 7 team. The Raiders play them in a neutral field. If you took the 10 best players, Raiders, Patriots, Max Crosby, Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs, Chandler Jones, probably Matthew Judon, maybe the center Andrews. I mean, honestly, it's eight Raiders, and the Raiders will be picked by most to finish third or fourth in their division. I don't get it. I don't get New England at all. Got Malcolm Butler is there's J.C. Jackson was on your roster. You're not paying Mac Jones. I don't get it.
And from an outside perspective, it didn't end well for them.
Yeah, no.
And now he's back.
Yeah, they can't stop Buffalo, who they play twice a year now.
Yeah. All right. Well, on to a team who has figured it out. The Rams' addition of wide receiver Allen Robinson in free agency signaled the end of Robert Woods' run with the team. He ended up getting traded to the Titans for a 2023 sixth round pick, and Woods said the Rams let him have a say in where he ended up. Take a listen.
Told me that he's going to let me have a say and an impact in my trade, and really just got on the phone, started to talk with my agent, did my research on teams, got to move fast. Having a relationship already with Todd Downing and Rob Moore, being with them in Buffalo, Derrick Henry, obviously, Tannehill, A.J. Brown, obviously a top-performing team, Coach of the Year. Being able to join this team and this organization, I think, was beneficial for my career, knowing how the league works and how you want to win games. You want to be able to be a balanced team.
He is one of the best, most undervalued signings of the year. Number one, he's a great blocking receiver, maybe the best in the league. This is a power running team. He's a great Hines Ward. He's a great. Secondly, he's a total grown up, total professional.
Oh yeah, just listening to him right there.
Great to have him in the room with some of their young receivers. Mm-hmm. So he's like, this guy is a work ethic, grown up, adult. He's a great player for other young players to learn from. Super smart, bright guy, gets the playbook in an hour. And again, really, he's a very good, he's not going to get himself open. He's a yards after the catch guy. You give it to Robert, very clever, underneath routes. So whereas their other receivers going to beat you down the field. So the complement with their two receivers is really nice. He is a perfect player for them. He knows it and they know it. Because he is the best blocking receiver in the league. That's Robert Woods.
And hearing him talk about the Rams and what they did for him is just another reason of why the Rams organization is so special and classy. Yes, we know sports, it's a business. Players get traded without say all the time, but the fact that they went to him, they made him feel like they were going to take care of him after the fact, other players are going to see that. Yep. They're going to want to be part of that, and they don't forget that.
Good stuff, Alex, for the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Hustler Turf's the brand lawn care pros have turned to for 6.5 decades. HustlerTurf.com. So here we go. Our best for last. So far, it's not done yet. We're waiting for DK Metcalf to go to the Chiefs, Packers, or remain in Seattle. He could go somewhere else. But Alex is going to set him up. Let's give out grades so far. They're almost final grades for free agency.
All right. What offseason grade do you give the Las Vegas Raiders?
I would give them an A. Chandler Jones upgrades their pass rush, big in the NFL, and Devontae Adams upgrades their receiving corps. Then they lost Casey Hayward, but if you look around the league and where it's moving, pass rushes and weapons are the key. Major upgrades in both.
What offseason grade do you give the Green Bay Packers?
A D, because they lost Za'Darius Smith, who's now a Viking. He rushes the passer, and they lost Devontae Adams and have no elite skill perimeter players in a league where that's increasingly important.
What offseason grade do you give the Cleveland Browns?
I would give it a B. It's still way too noisy. Deshaun Watson could be suspended for 10 games. You also lost Austin Hooper, Jarvis Landry. So there's some losses here. You're more dynamic at quarterback. I don't dispute that. But your quarterback in that division probably doesn't play until November or late October, so I can't give it an A.
And that's a big deal. What offseason grade do you give the Denver Broncos?
I think that's the highest grade, not just because of Russell Wilson, A+, but Randy Gregory and DJ Jones are unbelievably impactful defensive pieces. They basically traded for Russell Wilson and didn't have to give any of their elite pieces up. That's unbelievable. Just draft picks and Noah Fant, who the Broncos weren't in love with because they liked their backup tight end. So it's very rare when you can do massive upgrades and not give up pieces. They gave up draft picks, and frankly, with this roster, there's not a lot of draft picks that could come in and start.
What offseason grade do you give the Dallas Cowboys?
They did not study for the test. It's a D. Their offensive line lost two starters, their receiving core lost two starters, and they lost Randy Gregory. Now, they bring in Dante Fowler, but he's much more blockable than Randy Gregory, and they were forced to make this move because of Ezekiel Elliott, who remains the highest-paid running back in the league. You will pay the price if you have the highest-paid quarterback or running back or wide receiver. There is eventually a price to pay. Dallas paid it.
What offseason grade do you give the Miami Dolphins?
B+. I do like the upgrade at wide receiver with Tyreek Hill and Cedric Wilson and the running back and O-line upgrades. But Tyreek Hill's the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, and you gave up 5 picks for it, 3 of them good picks. So you gave up a ton. It's not like you got it without it. You got to pay him a lot. You gave up a lot of draft capital, and this is still a team that has holes to fill. Cedric Wilson now is a little underrated. Now Tyreek Hill's getting all the attention. Cedric Wilson's a really dynamic number 3 receiver. That's a really big pickup, too. Armstead, the left tackle, I like, but he has hurt a lot. So they're going to be a much more dynamic offense, but they paid the price in draft capital and money.
What offseason grade do you give the Pittsburgh Steelers?
A-. Trubisky is an upgrade. Mm-hmm. He's not elite, but you're not paying him anything. You also went out and got Levi Mitchell, a good corner, and Mason Cole and Miles Jack. So, I like it. In the end, I like what you did. You upgraded your O-line. Not outside of Miles Jack, not spectacular upgrades, but upgrades.
What offseason grade do you give the Cincinnati Bengals?
An A, even higher than the Steelers. Hayden Hurst, kind of a steal at tight end. Lyle Collins, great right tackle. Ted Karras, Alex Kappa, Burrow sacked 70 times. He will not get sacked 70 times. He will not get sacked 50 times with this O-line.
What offseason grade do you give the Seattle Seahawks?
They did get Noah Fant and a linebacker from the Chargers I like, but an F. This is, they're not... I mean, you just can't move Russell Wilson and get two firsts. You got to do better. And two starters who are not Pro Bowl starters. They're just starters. That is the worst roster easily in that division.
What offseason grade do you give the Kansas City Chiefs?
Kind of incomplete. I want to see if they get DK Metcalf. For the record, they did bring in Juju Smith-Schuster and Justin Reed. They have not been terribly active in free agency. They lost Honey Badger, big loss. Tyreek Hill, huge loss.
What offseason grade do you give the Buffalo Bills?
B, Von Miller's nice, but they overpaid for him. It's fine. Listen, he's going to be great in big games when you lead late. So that's an upgrade.
What offseason grade do you give the LA Rams?
Right now, B-. You did lose Darius Williams, a really good number 2 corner, and Robert Woods. For your run game's a great pass blocker. But I think Allen Robinson is an upgrade at receiver.
Offseason grade for the LA Chargers.
Got a tight end, got Khalil Mack, got an elite corner. Liked all of it. Good stuff. Way to go, Chargers. We're out of time. Speak for Yourself is around the corner. Good show today. TJ Hushmanzada in the house. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.